How do the options compare with one another? While we do not have a preferred option, an initial scoring exercise was held with the Options Appraisal Stakeholder Group to understand if there is a difference between the four proposed options. After the second check and challenge session, the shortlisted four options were scored at a session with the stakeholder group. The options were scored using a series of evaluation criteria that were aligned to themes found within quality impact assessments, namely, safe, timely, effective, efficient, equitable, and person-centred, the acronym STEEP. A grid shows the STEEP domain, each having a category score. For the theme SAFE, the categories for scores were impact in internal services, e.g. AMAU and A&E. Impact on external services, e.g. other health boards, Welsh Ambulance Service University NHS Trust. For the theme timely, the category for scores was reduction in waiting time. For the theme effective, the category for scores was compliance with or achievement of standards. For the theme efficient, the categories for scores were workforce sustainability, substantive workforce available to meet solution in 6 to 12 months, financial sustainability, the difference in cost between the current model and the proposed option. For the theme equitable, the categories for scores were addressing barriers to equality, impact on population health outcomes. For the theme person-centred, the category for scores was patient demand to require service. The appraisal criteria were weighted during the final shortlisting session and used to score the options. Here we outline the key features of each option using the presentations of the options shared during the final scoring session. The red, amber and green category describes whether the data gathered during the process suggests that the options will meet the criteria, for example, on staff or finance. Green means that the data suggests that the option would support the criteria to be met. Amber means that the data suggests the option would support the criteria to be met, but with risks if the service was used the same way as it was before the temporary change. Red means that the data suggests that the option would not meet the criteria. Option 1. A 12-hour doctor-led unit. This model is based on the current 12 hours a day, 7 days a week doctor-led unit, with a further 2 hours staffing to allow patients in the unit to be treated. This would be in line with temporary closure model that has been in place since 1st November 2024 and open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. The opening hours were based on reduced attendance numbers between the hours of 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. before the temporary change was introduced. In this option, unit open to public, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Unit staffing hours, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Impact on internal services. Rated green category. No negative impacts on other services. Reduction in seriously ill patients following change. Impact on external services. Rated green category. No negative impacts on other services. Evidence that people are being redirected safely. Reduction in waiting times. Rated green category. Evidence that waiting times have reduced. Fewer patients waiting over 4 and 12 hours. Compliance. Attainment of standards. Rated green category. More robust medical workforce position. Closure overnight prevents unwell patients staying in the unit while they await treatment. Workforce sustainability, rated green category. Workforce currently available with some additional training needs. Would not need additional recruitment in same-day emergency care, SDEC, service. Financial sustainability, green category. Would not require the use of agency or bank staff with full rota. Would be financially sustainable due to reduced operating hours. Addressing barriers to equality, population health, rated amber category. Service hours meets majority of demand between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m, shortest opening hours of all options. Option 2, a 14-hour doctor-led unit. The unit is open to the public for 14 hours, with a further 2 hours staffing to allow patients in the unit to be treated. Unit open to public 7 a.m. to 9 p.m, 7 days a week. Unit staffing hours 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week. Impact on internal services, rated Amber category. No negative impacts on other services and reduction in seriously ill patients following the change, but may increase with extended hours. Impact on external services, rated Amber category. No negative impacts on other services and evidence that people are being redirected safely, but 111 use may reduce with extended hours. Reduction in waiting times, rated Amber category. Evidence that waiting times have reduced with fewer patients waiting over 4 and 12 hours, but may increase with extended hours. Compliance, attainment of standards, rated Green category. More robust medical workforce position. Closure overnight prevents unwell patients staying in the unit while they await treatment. Workforce sustainability, rated Amber category. Additional medical recruitment required and training needs. Would not need additional recruitment in same-day emergency care, ESTEC service. Financial sustainability, rated Green category. An additional locum or bank cover could be offset by reduced operating hours. Addressing barriers to equality, stroke population health, rated Green category. Broadening of start and finish time meet more demand in the day. Earlier start and finish more in line with public transport. Option 3, a doctor-led phased option from 12 hours up to 24 hours. This unit would initially be open for the current 12 hours with a further 2 hours staffing to allow patients in the unit to be treated. It would then move to 14 hours with a further 2 hours staffing to allow patients in the unit to be treated, and ultimately 24 hours overall. If this option is chosen, the phasing will be developed over time, but there would be a commitment to return to a 24-hour model, 7 days a week, as soon as it is safe and practical to do so. Unit open to the public, initially 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, increasing to 7 a.m. to 9 p.m, moving to 24 hours once safe to do so. All times are 7 days a week. Unit staffing hours. Initially 8 a.m. to 10 p.m, increasing to 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, moving to 24 hours once safe to do so. All times are 7 days a week. Impact on internal services. Rated Amber category. No negative impacts on other services and reduction in seriously ill patients following the change, but may increase with extended hours. Impact on external services, rated Amber category. No negative impacts on other services and evidence that people are being redirected safely, but 111 use may reduce with extended hours. Reduction in waiting times, rated Amber category. Evidence that waiting times have reduced with fewer 4 and 12-hour waiting time breaches, but may increase with extended hours. Compliance, stroke attainment of standards, rated Green category. More robust medical workforce position protecting nurses. Closure overnight protects unwell patients staying in the unit while they await treatment. Workforce sustainability, rated Amber category. Additional medical recruitment required and training needs. Would not need additional recruitment in same-day emergency care, ESTEC service. Financial sustainability, rated Green category. Any additional locum or bank cover could be offset by reduced operating hours. Addressing barriers to equality stroke population health, rated Green category. Broadening of start and finish time meet more demand in the day. Earlier start and finish more in line with public transport. Option 4. Urgent Care Centre. Same Day Urgent Care SDUC ESTUC type model. 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. This option would be a new way to deliver the service and would see the Minor Injury Unit and Same Day Emergency Care ESTEC services come together. ESDEC provides tests and treatments for adult patients with medical problems that do not require hospital admission and can be accessed via a patient's GP. This would allow for more injuries, illnesses that need attention urgently, but are not critical or life-threatening, to be seen and treated than the current service offers. Same-day urgent care, SDUC, services provide immediate care for non-life-threatening illnesses on the same day you need help. Patients can be referred in by other professionals or attend on the day. They can diagnose and deal with many of the common problems, including minor injuries, normally seen at a minor injury unit, as well as minor illnesses. Patients can be assessed, diagnosed and treated, and then they can return home the same day. They may be given a plan of care involving referrals to other services if necessary. These services will also develop links with community services, so that patients can have tests and treatments for certain conditions, avoiding the need to come to the hospital. Unit open to the public 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Unit staffing hours 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week. Impact on internal services. Rated green category. Reduction in seriously ill patients following the change, but may increase with extended hours. Mitigated with ESDEC integration into model. Impact on external services, rated amber category. No negative impacts on other services and evidence that people are being redirected safely, but 111 use may reduce with extended hours. Reduction in waiting times, rated amber category. Evidence that waiting times have reduced with fewer patients waiting over 4 and 12 hours, but may increase with extended hours. Compliance stroke attainment of standards, rated green category. More robust medical workforce position protecting nurses. Closure overnight prevents unwell patients staying in the unit while they await treatment. Workforce sustainability, rated amber category. Additional medical recruitment required and training needs in minor injury unit and ESDEC to expand both services to cover operating hours. Financial sustainability, rated red category. Funding from 24-hour service could offset increase in ESDEC nursing requirements. Consultant cover for the model may exceed funding. This option will incur building costs to remodel the space needed. Addressing barriers to equality stroke population health, rated green category. Broadening of start and finish time meet more demand in the day. Earlier start and finish more in line with public transport.